Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said religion doesn't fail. It's the people who fail religion. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study today. We appreciate very much your listening to Bible Meditations. All right, we return now to building a spiritual life. We pointed out the fact that a person becomes a Christian by repenting of his sins, confessing his faith in the Lord, and being immersed in water for the remission of past sins. When he does that in obedience to the Lord's will, he becomes a child of God. But as a babe in Christ, he needs to grow and develop. He needs to mature. And therefore, there are things that he must do to build a strong spiritual life. One of the things that we've pointed out that needs to be done is daily Bible study. The more you study your Bible, the stronger your faith will be, the more you'll understand about the will of God. Secondarily, we pointed out the fact that Christ serves as a perfect example. And if I'm going to grow spiritually, I'd have to appreciate the example Christ has given and look at his life as a pattern for how I want to conduct my life. Oh, to be sure, we'll never live up to the standards the way Jesus did, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. But we at the same time can strive to be more and more like Jesus every day of our lives. All right, another thing that we want to talk about that has to do with our building a strong spiritual life, and that is the fact that we must, each day of our life, and many times during the day, talk to our God. Prayer is vitally important to the child of God. Luke 18 and verse 1, Jesus taught a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. Prayer is when man talks to his Maker, talks to God. The disciples were concerned about prayer, and they came to the Master, and they said, John taught his disciples how to pray, now teach us. And that's when Jesus gave them the model prayer, Our Father which art in heaven, and so forth. The point is that we need to pray, and pray frequently. The idea is pointed out in 1 Thessalonians 5 and verse 17, pray without ceasing. Now, when you look at Christ and you look at the men that you read about in the Bible who please God, you're reading about people who were prayerful people, people who realized they were not standing by themselves, but rather they were depending upon the power that came from prayer unto the Father in heaven. Now, does God listen to our prayers? Yes. Does God answer the prayers of his children? Yes. Does he always tell us yes with what we request? No, he certainly doesn't. A lot of people have looked at that and said, well, I asked for something and it didn't happen, therefore God doesn't answer prayer. Well, the conclusion's wrong about that. I asked for something, it didn't happen. The conclusion should be, therefore, it would not have been what I needed. God knows more about that than I do. And when God says no, when God refuses, it's just like a parent with a child. Little child comes and he wants a candy bar. And he maybe has already been eating a bunch of candy and his parent says no. Well, he's certainly saying that you don't get what you're asking for, but at the same time, he's saying no because really it was not good for the child. And so when we go to God and say, God, I want certain things, it may be that those are things that are not good for us. God isn't going to give us that which is not good for us. In 1 John 5, verses 14 and 15, we're told that if we ask according to his will what we ask, we will receive. Now, it has to be according to his will. God didn't just say, well, ask for anything you want and I'll give it to you. Obviously, that's not the way prayer works. But prayer is important to building a strong spiritual life. If you look at the passage in Luke 18 and verse 1, men ought always to pray, look at the counter of that, and not to faint. In other words, the idea is you won't fall if you're praying as you ought to pray. But on the other hand, if you don't pray, what's going to happen? You're going to fall. So when we are faced with temptations or problems that come during life, the desire should be to tell God about those problems. In 1 Peter 5 and verse 6, Peter said, casting all your cares upon him. That's verse 7, however. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. Cast your cares upon the Lord. He cares for you. He's concerned about your prayers. That's the reason in 1 Peter 3 and verse 12, we read, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. There are two things outstanding in these verses. First of all, the Lord turns his ears against those who are not righteous. He doesn't answer their prayers. They're praying, but the Lord has a different attitude toward their prayers. Secondarily, notice that the passage indicates God is watching over those who are his children and anxious to help with the problems that we face during life. So knowing that we have a Father in heaven who's going to help us from time to time, don't you think if we build a stronger spiritual relationship that we're going to have a better life, a stronger spiritual life than we have ever had before? In the Philippian letter, chapter 4, do you remember the Apostle Paul says, be anxious for nothing. The revision perhaps gives it, be careful for nothing. And the idea is, don't be overly anxious. Well, many times during life, there are things that happen that make us very concerned. We get overly anxious about what's going on around about us. All right, he tells us, don't be that way. Don't be overly concerned. Why? Because as you commit yourself to God, God's in control. And God controls our lives. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, with prayer and supplication, let your requests be known unto God. We live in an age that is characterized by anxiety and fear. We see it everywhere. But in the midst of all of this, the Lord is telling us through this passage, Philippians chapter 4, that we need to allow the Lord to take care of those matters that we face from time to time. Be careful for nothing, but instead of worrying, cast your cares upon him. It's easy to say to a person, don't worry, and it's hard for that person to carry out that instruction because we just by nature are concerned about things that are going on around about us. We worry about our homes, we worry about our families, we worry about the things that are necessary for life, our jobs and things of this nature. We're concerned about those things. But the passage is not saying don't be concerned about them. He's saying don't be overly concerned about them. Don't be greatly anxious about those things because the Lord will be with you in what you're doing. And so the point is that in our prayers, we find the answers to our anxieties. I have never seen, and I'm sure that you're in agreement with this, I have never seen a strong spiritual person who didn't pray to God often. Talking to God is important. And so incorporate that in one of the things that will help you to build a strong spiritual life. Pray to God always. We're going to be talking about some more things in our study tomorrow that relate to building a stronger spiritual life. I hope you'll be with us and remind you that it was Jesus who said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." We now return you to our announcer.